Hello and good evening. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining me on this day. This hour is brought to you by Diamond Sky Smoke Shop and Boutique, where, you know, you need to get your vape supplies or little knickknacks. For all you cannabis enthusiasts out there in Blythe, California, go ahead and head down to Diamond Sky Smoke Shop and Boutique. Had a discussion with the owner and operator, Andrew Somerville. Great guy, very smart, level-headed individual. Cannabis enthusiast. He has an excellent selection of CBD products, so get in there and check him out. Also in his store, he has women boutique. He has some lingerie and soon to have more items. So gentlemen out there, or ladies, everybody that is in the market for vape supplies and or cannabis items such as pipes, bonks, smokes, chargers, anything like that, you go into Diamond Sky Shop, Smoke Shop and Boutique, and you tell them Jeremy sent you. And gentlemen, they have all the lady clothes in there. They have a good selection of lingerie. So Christmas is right around the corner. Go ahead and buy something for that lucky lady in your life. All right. So what did we discuss with him? And also I'd like to thank you to my little brother Matthew for being there. You're a good sport. Tried to keep me on target, but I don't think he was really successful at that. But we discussed a couple things regarding Blythe, California. We discussed his business, where he was, where he's at right now, and where he is going. We discussed some issues, mental issues. We discussed a little bit into politics. We didn't go too much down that road. I feel like he didn't want to talk about it, which I really do appreciate that, Andrew. I mean, Andrew, I appreciate that. Thank you for having us at your shop. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else you do with it and where you go from here on out. And I want to wish you just the absolute best. You're a good guy. So it was funny. We've come to find out, Andrew, he was up there in Susanville, California. Me and my family and myself, we spent a lot of time up there. We do have a cabin up in that area of the country. So Susanville, Wifeville, as it is so commonly put to in that town. So he was there. So we shared some of the same, some of the same environments. And so I just want to wish him all luck. But he brought us this hour. He sponsored this. And here we go. We're talking about right now, developing news. Trump is sick in the hospital. Multiple unconfirmed reports are stating that President Donald Trump was poisoned because of somebody who does test his food, I believe, a poison tester. A guy had a delayed reaction or an instrument, I imagine it's an instrument that they use, was a delayed reaction on the toxicology or whatever it was, and Donald Trump was then rushed to the hospital yesterday. But these are all unconfirmed reports. There's nobody that is citing an exact source, and I have not been able to find online anything regarding this incident that is happening. But if it is the case and he is sick, I like to say we hope you get better, Mr. President, Donald Trump. We hope you have a fast and speedy recovery. The ship America needs your guidance, Mr. Captain. Thank you. So we're going to jump over to the impeachment ceremony. I don't know if anybody's been watching that. I stopped watching it yesterday, to be honest with you, just because it's a clown show, and I don't really care for it too much. It's a smear campaign. That's all it is. There's no legitimate evidence or facts coming out of this. You have both one-sided mainstream medias. You have Fox News on one side saying that the Democrats are the only stupid ones, and then you have CNN that's saying that, you know, the Republicans are just dumb and they should not be listened to at all. So, you got two sides of the sword. Propaganda is legal in the United States for mainstream medias to do that, and that's all this is. It is a massive propaganda BS shit shoot. So, but if anything else develops out of it, and I will try to keep you up to date. So, I go back to another, we're going to jump over to something I would like to ask opinion on. I want to see what people think. Children and smartphones and technology. How do you handle with your kids? How are you raising them? Are we sticking devices in front of them for them to take up their time throughout the day just to preoccupy them so we can get on with our stuff? Are you paying attention to what they're watching? Are you, you know, child safety lock, all that, limiting their time on these devices? What's your opinion on it, and what do you see? Is it something that needs to be, people need to worry about, and we actually do need to study this and look into, or is this just new age, new technology, so like an older guy like me, I guess I am up there, but a guy like me that was raised differently, so I'm going to have a different opinion on just because, you know, I look at it and go, no, that shouldn't happen. So I don't want to be one, I don't want to be 100% biased. I want to be 100% unbiased on this, and I want to ask your opinion. I need to ask people who have kids, don't have kids, people that do it, don't do it, that have kids, let me know. Just tune in, email me, or you can get on one of the social medias and comment and let me know what you think and what should be done if it is a negative or if it is a positive. I do see a positive aspect of technology in that sense, especially for our schools. You have really good teachers out there, okay? And we have really good teachers out there that I think should be on social medias broadcasting teachings and education. Just people that can learn. Like if you have Teacher of the Years, all these people that are voted Teacher of the Year, very great teachers. They have outstanding classroom etiquette, and they do know how to educate. And we can mass produce them and get them to educate a lot more people instead of instead of throwing people in there that necessarily aren't 100% involved in it or just don't really care, and it's a paycheck. And I know we've seen that. I had a couple of teachers like that in high school that just didn't give a damn. Because when I was in school, I don't know if it's still a thing, you had No Child Left Behind. It was sought of after President Bush. I think it was before 9/11. Might have been a couple months before 9/11. To where we're going to rush all these children, No Child Left Behind. So if you fail classes, you're still going to graduate. And I was a product of that, and it is not good at all. It seriously stunted my learning curve, and it messed me up on the sense, because I was so far behind that when I went to college, it was, I had to take a bunch of remedial classes, which sucked compared to people who actually gave a F in school. But then I was able to develop and learn and become a better student, you know, still working on that, though. I'm still working. I'm a slow learner. It takes me a while to learn. I do apologize. But that's where it's at. So, technology, smart devices, opinions, please let me know. All right. I think that is it for right now. But I would like to, I tried to recap on what we talked about on the first podcast, live podcast with Andrew, Mr. Somerville, Diamond Sky Smoke Shop. We also talked about terminology and what words to use when describing cannabis or marijuana products. Do not use marijuana anymore. It is cannabis products. It's a cannabis culture. It's not a marijuana culture. It's not a 420 culture. It's not a, the good culture. It's not a sticky icky culture. It's a cannabis culture. We need to change the terminology used for it. That way it'll make it easier for opposing sides to discuss and talk about the cannabis culture and where we need to go with it. So, and also we heard and I got a couple unconfirmed reports. I don't have any sources cited on this. I was reading on CNN was talking about next week cannabis is going to be federally legalized. And this is just in light of Joe Biden commenting, saying something along the lines of, we need to outlaw cannabis and get rid of it only medically used. No, it should not be federally legalized. And no, it should not be recreational one way or another. So he just took a stance on, it might be the wrong side of history. So it might be. 30 years down the road, we're going to see, you know, oh yeah, Joe Biden, he was that crazy-ass lunatic guy that wanted to get rid of cannabis. He predicted $25.3 billion tax revenue for the United States. He wanted to just get rid of that and go back to where it was 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago. So he's living in the past. We need somebody progressive, but also somebody who has common sense, which I don't know if it's out there. Hopefully it is. Somebody that has common sense, let me know, because I don't know if I have it. I hope I do. I like to think I do, but, and again, I've made a lot of bad choices in my life. Choices that, you know, take you a while to learn from, and I am learning. A couple of choices that I'm learning from and dealing with right now are the fact that I am not in my children's lives, and I need to be. And that's where that is. See how quick I just changed subjects. I do apologize for that. But we'll go back to thank you, Diamond Sky Smoke Shop and Boutique. Go down there to get your vaping products and anything else. They have knives in the store. They have cool swords. They got decorative battle axes. He has bags, really expensive, nice bags in that store, ladies. He's located right on Hobson Way. Easy access is 127 West Hobson Way. And the phone number is 760-550-8722. Call him up. Let him know Jeremy sent you and ask him what else he has in the store. And he will gladly let you know or walk on in and go shopping. He's also on Instagram and Facebook. Is Diamond Sky Smoke Shop on 92225 or Diamond Sky 92225 on Facebook. And the same goes for Instagram. And thank you, people. Thank you, everybody. Americans and other countries that are listening. Britain, hopefully a couple of you guys or Brexit guys, they're listening. Good luck with that. Thank you for listening, though. I really do appreciate it. And go ahead. I would love to hear back from anybody on anything that I've said. Like, comment, and subscribe. You know, let me know the next company that we need to talk to, and let me know what needs to be discussed in our small, little, not-so-dusty town, Blythe, California.